Blog Talk Radio.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the day
when I was just a little nigga, bro, I looked up to my bigger bro, begged if I could kick it, so when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a sis, maybe could mac a baby hood rat. Y'all remember way back then, when it was 1985, all the way live, I think I was about 10. One of those happy little niggas, singing the blues, that be always trying to bag with the shag and karate shit. Saying yo mama black, his mama this, his mama that, then he get mad and want to scrap. We stay mad about 10 minutes, then it's like back on a bike to play hide and go get it with the younger hoes by the bungalows, then switch to playing ding dong ditch when that gets old and too cold to hack it. Threw on a bomber jacket, you could tell the ballers cause they fell wearing gazelles. If they really had money raised, we sport new cake, and all the girls had they Turkish link. If it broke, then they made earrings to it like they meant to do it. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid
and
anymore, but some days
say,
I sit and wish I was
when.
A kid
and everybody
back
say,
in the days when I was young, I'm not
when.
A kid anymore,
what?
But
back
some
days
I sit and wish I was a kid.
I'm still back in the days, but now the year is 87, 88, that's when my crew and I were in junior high in 7th grade. I hated school,
wish it had grown up.
No doubt I couldn't wait to get out
and be a grown up.
But let me finish this, reminiscing and telling about when girls were spelling tight corduroys, like for the boys, basket weave, Nike Cortez and footsie socks, and eating pickles with Tootsie Pops, and it don't stop. I'm glad, cause when JJ Fad did Supersonic, it was kinda like a sport to wear biker shorts or to wear jeans, and it seemed like the masses of Fugees had poison airbrushed on their asses. Dudes had on Nike suits and the Pumas with the fat laces, cause it was either that or K-Swiss. I miss those days, and so I pout like a grown jerk, wishing all I had to do now was finish homework. It's true, you don't realize really what you got till it's gone, and I'm not gonna sing another sad song, but sometimes I do sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid
and
anymore,
everybody
but some days
say,
I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore,
back
but
in
some
the
days
when?
I sit and wish I was a kid.
Well, it's the niggero, I figure that now I'm all grown up, because I'm 18 years old, and guess you could say I'm holding down a steady job, and crew steady mobbing, you steady bobbing your head, and I came, so I got it made, but didn't always have clout, used to live in South Central LA, that's where I stayed, and figured a way out, I gave it all I had, so for what it's worth, I went from rags to riches, which is a drag, but now I'm first, so
our way up.
Yeah, we said that we was gonna make it since a kid, and we finally did, but sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid
and
anymore,
everybody
but some
say,
days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore,
back
but some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore,
back
but
in
some
the
days
when?
I sit and wish
back
I was a
kid. And everybody
back in
say,
the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore,
and everybody
but some
say,
days I sit and wish
I
was
a kid.
Back in the days when I was young,
back
I'm not
when?
A kid. Yeah, a little bit more.
Yeah.
Come on, come
yeah.
I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. Brought me a new shovel. Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new vessel. All my niggas put a bullet. I'm on a new level. 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 Brought me a new shovel. Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new vessel. All my niggas put a work. Used to be sleeping on itchy beds. Bad buzz in the motel. Name a bitch, give me head. 20 bitches in the hotel. On a Roman noodle diet. Tour life wasn't so well. All my niggas starting right. Marge pitting on your toenails. Uncle G doing so well. First class from a hotel. These birds did 15. In a bed getting no mail. My daddy died and my cousin too. Then let him out of no cell. Provide jobs for my whole block. I cannot slow down. Nigga, I won't stop now. Motherfucker, this is my town. Take the block, make it hot now. 143rd with the drop down. Icy chain with the watch now. Third piece full of rocks now. Niggas squint when they watch now. Leveling up to the top now. I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on a new level.
Brought me a new chef.
I'm on a new level.
Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new vest.
I'm on a new level.
All my niggas put it.
All my niggas put it.
I'm on a new level.
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 Brought me a new chef.
Brought me a new chef.
Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new vest.
Brought me the new vest.
All my niggas put it. Work.
My wrist is better, man. I wanna see my jeweler. Woo, and I read her. Went and bought some new jewels. Hit the car, then a woo, woo, read her. Who knew we'll blow like nitro? Nanny bitches need us. Ooh, I just take the money on me. New, new, I just read us. Dippin' dab in some new designer. I just dip and dab with the semi tuck. You on a red carpet, surrounded by pop stars, tryna act tough. I got an activist on me, nigga, and I hold up. They said that we couldn't smoke in this building. We fucked around and still rolled up.
I'm on a new level. 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 Brought me a new chef. Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new vest. All my niggas put it work. I'm on a new level.
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 Brought me a new chef. Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new vest. All my niggas put it work. Daddy looking down, I know he see me blowing up. My grandma will be so proud. Up in heaven, yeah, beginning. Know my brother see me, I'ma make my bro proud. Told his mama, I'ma take her out of work. Know that I'ma hold my bro down. ASAP till a nigga dies. You didn't know what you know now. I gotta get in my zone now. I gotta get in my zone now. Only a couple of more down. Mama gon' get a new home now. Teach Marty Baller how to be a boss. So none of us ever go broke now. I'ma bring you to the water, swim, nigga.
I'm on
a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on a new level.
Brought me a new chef.
I'm on a new level.
Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new vest.
I'm on a new level.
All my niggas put it work.
All my niggas put it.
I'm on a new level.
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 Brought me a new chef.
Brought me a new chef.
Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new vest.
Brought me the new vest.
All my niggas put it work.
Hail from Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Do it. All right. All right, y'all. Woo! Welcome to the Big Eddie Show. Grudge discussion. Last night, we ended the grudge world officially. We went from the bottom to the top. We went from being a nobody, as everybody say, with a piece of junk, straight to the top, whooping the grudge racer of the year, Chicago. So y'all know we can put our foot in the door now. And man, we also broke another bracket. Before the race, we had people saying we can better now. I'll cover anything you bring. And they were covering them too. They were putting them. Oh man, they were putting them up there. They were taking them best left and right. But in world records time, for the first time I ever seen, motherfuckers calling trying to get out them bets. The lines was all tied up because they were trying to call. To call off their bets. We ain't never seen that. My man Rob said he threw his phone away. He didn't want no call. I threw my phone away. I didn't have as much bet as Rob. But what I did have bet, I didn't want no phone calls. So I thought I was all safe after the race. And after the race, I had a text. I couldn't believe it. And I had a missed call from my nemesis, Chuck. Gotta pay a buddy. It don't work like that. So they agreed to come on with it. Which I'm glad because I had money there waiting for them. Because the man told me he didn't want to be waiting until he get back for his money. He wanted his money right then. So I made sure the money was there. But so far, at least to the day, I don't know, I ain't talked to my man yet, but I guess it's going to be paid, but it definitely wasn't right then after the race. And when they decided, yeah, I didn't call it off. I couldn't call it off. One man texted me saying that the man car was broke. And like I say, I don't be paying no attention to no Texas and all that, especially when I'm trying to watch the draft and try to keep up on Facebook. It was well after the race that I calmed down and went and looked and seen I had some Texas and a missed call. But man, my man Tate was locking in everything that came his way. And last night, he was unlocking, getting out of everything that he could talk to somebody. He was getting up out of there, boy. I got to get to Ryan Brown. Brother Ryan took it like a champion. He could have negotiated with us and we probably did something for him. But the man had his heart set on whooping us. His confidence was still up there. Even though everybody was telling him, man, you finna get killed. And they went out there and they did their job. That driver showing up did his job. And the car ran perfect and went down the track. He was just a little short on horsepower. But the car went every bit of whatever it supposed to have did. They had that car flying. I mean, first came out blowing the tires a few times and everything, but man of his word, he did not try to get reneged on that bet. But everybody that was betting for him, with him, or on him, man, they were getting up out of there. They were getting up out of there, man. So y'all notice now we here. Be in the house to stay. And hopefully God bless us with more good times. One thing about this game right here, you ain't going to win them all. You definitely ain't going to win them all. That's the thing about this game. But you can try. You can show enough try. You know, some people, they had a hand out when they win, but when they lose, they try to find an excuse not to pay or to get out the race. Yes, they did. I had never seen nothing like that before in my life. I didn't see one or two people say no bet. But man, that whole side, I mean, it was a whole lot of that was betting with that man. Then that crying, trying to call that money off. I don't know if they were using that no-go money or what. That's up. So what y'all think about that? The way them boys folded up. Didn't show the man love and support they had promised. So what y'all think about that? I mean, we stuck what I got. I'm trying to take down nothing. They still out there in Alabama and, doing their thing. Congratulations, Cal City Kyle with his win over the Boss Bryant. A lot of people said that wasn't going to happen. That's so weird. Cal City Kyle, come back home safe, man. I know Vaughn had a hard night, they said last night. I missed the races, but they say I think he lost two. Last night, I don't know if he won the battle today. I had to get somebody to come in and tell me that. Because once we won that race, I was so excited, man, that I didn't see no other passes at all. I never did look back at it to the day. But we know Vaughn's gonna get it right. He's a strong competitor. Whether he win, lose, or draw, he's gonna do his thing. And hope that he can get some get back. But the Clarksville brothers, they were down that strong. They were down that strong. Shot Time was in the house, showing off, showing itself. Like I say, I had things to do today, so again, I wasn't able to stay on the phone and watch every video. So if anybody know any news of what went on today so far, the only thing I seen was Cal City. They say Donye looking good. We know Tate look good, and they supposed to be both racing Bigfoot. I don't know if that's today or tomorrow, But they say Bigfoot looks good too, so we're gonna see. So anybody on here know anything, got the information on what happened today on the second day of Alabama Madness? Come on, talk to me. If y'all heard any chatter, come on, talk to me. Let's try to get this show on the road. Because I'm on a new level. Y'all saw today, I'm on a new level. Me and my crew doing what we're supposed to do. I'm on a new level. That's Man, y'all got something to talk about? How y'all feel about the race so far? How Bobby race going so far? We got all these people on the line and still with races, and don't nobody have nothing to say? Wow. Unbelievable. But you know, for the last 3 years, I've been telling people, hey, we on our way. It took a little longer than we thought because the car had to have some work, suspension work mostly and stuff like that. Whereas that before they sold the car to one of our guys, who we got it from, that car was a radio versus a world car. And before they sold it, they took all that good shit off of Monday, replaced it with some bull. And then, not only that, they didn't even make the clearance right. So we had a whole lot of work to do with the chassis. We were good, everywhere else. With the chassis and suspension, we had a lot to do there. And thanks to our tuner, which is also one of our sponsors. They got us right. They work with the car and work with the car. And they got us right. Now, they thought we was really coming on big cars, some of these people said. But they remember last year I told them. I said, we're going to do whatever necessary to come where y'all want to race and race y'all if we got to come get you. But then they forgot all about that. I figured we was going to be on big. No. Ain't that kind of fool. So we went down there and showed up. A man told us, he said, hey, it just don't work like that. You're going to come with a brand new car set up. And ain't never been set up for radio. Go down the radio track and whoop me after I've been doing all this testing.
Are you good?
Uh-huh. It just don't work like that. I told everybody, if it turned out right, it should be a gap. It looked like a little small gap down there, but the angle of the camera, by him being on the opposite side, couldn't really see it, but I'm pretty sure that the other camera guy to be doing his thing here. He probably got something down there sitting right on the finish line. Eventually, it would come out and clear because it's kind of hard while them cars moving to see where they got into the finish line at. But I know he definitely cleared them, you know, as they was going down there. He got out in front of them and was still walking away, but it was sweet, man. It was bittersweet because we had to whoop on one of our home teams. But sometimes that's what it takes to kind of humble people, you know. But I had been talking to him. He talked to him all the time. So it wasn't nothing personal about this record. Nothing. Because we all cool, man. And when we travel, we allies. We ain't got to prove nothing to each other. You know, hopefully we'll be able to do that now. At 41, because he's already completed the first mission of what we was trying to do been completed. That was to go down there and whoop one of the cars and say, y'all not faster than us. Y'all ain't never had no cars that can get down the track like us, so y'all wouldn't understand. So now we accomplished that. Now we're going to come back. And we're going to do what we promised 41 we was going to do. We're going to go out there and go down the track just as fast as what you saw last night, if not faster. So we can end all that rubbish about the track. They support us, so we support them. Yes, sir. That's just the way it goes. So far, we got a good relationship with them guys. And they've been giving us good sponsorship, helping us. And they're part of the team. They came right with us. Oh, Adam, our chief mechanic. And speaking of Adam, I got to get him on here so he can talk to you guys about his new product. He done dove way in on suspension, got his own line of suspension items like shocks and springs and everything that you need for a race car. And he installed it or he'll just sell it to you. So that's something big for him, something he gonna do. And he did us good. He did us damn good. So y'all don't have to travel all the way around the world to find somebody they can get the suspension right. Y'all know what Chicago Connection talked about. He can get you right where you want to be. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And also, I want to tell y'all, DRC Transmission. Brother Dean is in our corner, also a member of the team. He sponsors us. So anytime you need some work done, go see Dean. For all your transmission needs, whether it's your everyday family car, or your race application. He can rebuild or build you the right transmission for you. He specializes in transmission and also rebuild motors. High performance motors, it don't matter. So give Dean a call at 847-364-5523. I'm going to repeat it. 847-364-5523. He located 179 Randall Street, Elk Grove Village, Illinois, 60007. Get Dean a call and let him know that Big Eddie told you. From the Big Eddie Show. Yes, sir. Chicago Connection. Chicago connection, the right connection. For all your high performance need nitrous refills and high octane racing fuel. Parts, tires, electronics, and much more. Give them a call at 773-229-0655. 773-229-0655. They located at 6701 Archer Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60638. Phone number again, 773-229-0655. Ask for Bill, or we call him Billy, or Jimmy, or Adam, and tell them you heard it on the Big Eddie Show from Mudbone. And you should be able to get what you need there. If they already don't have it in stock, they can get it there for you within a day or two. Yes, sir. I got to give a shout out to Dominic, US 41, for stepping up and doing the right thing by giving us a listening ear and to go to work right away and try to get this track in the condition to become a real good track for everybody, a safer track. US 41, our home track. For Mudbone and the Clocks Off. And here you is again listening to the Big Eddie Grudge Talk Show, the home of Mudbone. Right now, my office is open. Let me go back to my board now. I know y'all probably looking on that. I know y'all probably looking at the video and saying, oh, buddy, man, y'all gotta come on, talk about some stuff. Talk about what happened yesterday. And talk about what y'all know about today. I was standing up here looking at the board waiting for somebody to raise your hand. Hell, I'm going to switch over and go look at the video again. Shit. That looks like somebody texted me. Yeah, he bent the knee, man. But it's okay. We ain't make him stay on it too long. We got a hand up. Wow.
Be right back, cuz.
One. What's happening, man?
Yo, what it do, man? Salute
man.
Around the table. The clock's off, baby. You know that's what
yes,
we
sir.
Do. We told them niggas what was going to happen. You understand
yes,
me?
Sir.
They didn't believe it. Went
yes,
down
sir.
There and cut that young punk head off, cut his lights off, and get back in the beans and do it again. Chattown,
yeah,
stand
man.
Up, salute yourself. The Cadillac on the prowl, baby, letting you know. Round and bounding,
yes,
holding it down. Big Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Big Eddie. Man, only thing
yeah.
I can say, salute the dog Bone. Hey, a.k.a. the Bone, you understand me? The Bone
yes,
Crusher,
sir.
Nigga.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we made our statement yesterday.
That's what I'm talking about, Big Ed. Hey, Mudbone
yes,
did a thing.
Yes,
see, that boy took out of there like a bat out of you know what.
Yes, sir.
got down
the
through there.
Driver did his job, man. He got
job
up out
did,
of there.
The driver did
on
it. He got up out of there. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, Big Ed. How you feeling, man? How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling all right, man.
That's what
I'm coming on back to you slowly but surely.
That's all it takes, Big Eddie. Slow roll's better than no roll, baby.
All right.
That's what I tell you. Hey, man, hey, I want to salute Cal C. Cal. Got down there win over Mr. Bynes. Dr. Bynes, he got to go back to the board again.
Mm-hmm.
He thought he had something for the Shaq town. He ain't got nothing. Better recognize. They better salute the Shaq, man. We ain't nothing to play with. This is just a small statement. This is just a big statement finna go in the world, around the world, baby, because that's what we do from coast to coast, first to the bay. That's all. The midgets getting their job done. If I need to call any of them hitters, I already put up a sign. They know what the signal is. You hear me?
Oh, yeah. I think they go against Pinello.
Well, I got 500. I got 500 that he lay there and knock them people out the, you know, out the park.
Oh, yeah. He whooped Pinello in the shootout.
Canelo ain't got nothing coming, man. Canelo ain't got nothing coming. Yeah. He's just a good guy trying to run. He ain't got enough. He ain't got enough, man.
Lil Benny took that win. But I couldn't continue to watch it because I had to get the show on the road.
Right.
Got the show on the road, but I can't get no.
Hey,
you the only one that come on and talk with me.
Hey, man, I was on it, man. I heard you need some help, man. I came on here to just put a little dialogue, put some pep in their step, man, to get their mind right. Get them cars.
Yeah, so appreciate it a lot.
Oh, man, the light's still rolling, man. Trying to see what it do. All of gobble gobbles out there, them turkey fries, man. Get up there and salute them boys down in that country town, standing up for Jack. Jack got to go down. Yeah.
If we would have lost that race, this boy would probably be lit up with niggas talking shit. But We stunned a whole lot of them.
It ain't nothing but to do it to it, man. You know, and just like I say, man, you got to look at it for what it is.
Yeah, man.
All right. Hey, it's just a new beginning, cuz. It's a new day. New sheriff in town, baby. New sheriff
That's
in town.
Right.
When the new sheriff come in town, what everybody do? They scatter when they fear him. They fear that right there because it's power being laid down. You understand what I'm talking about?
That's
all I got to say. Ain't nobody else, man. It's like a ghost town on this mic, man. Ain't nobody else saying that. Chime in, hit the one button. Let's see what y'all got to comment about on this horse here. All them horses down there doing their thing, making a note. Let them know Chicago's standing up on each other. We come to run. We come to rack. Rack them up if you don't know what rack means. That means get back in line and get up there. Who going to be next? Who got the courage to get up there and fight this battle? Because we in the wall. If y'all don't believe we in the wall, y'all don't understand nothing. You understand what I'm talking about?
That's
I better
up.
Recognize the clock's off, baby. Rise up. That's all I got to say about it. That's the lack. We standing down when you get
four.
On. Uh-oh.
94-96-81. Who we got?
What's up, Big Eddie?
What's going on?
This Cortez, how you feel, big dog?
I'm doing all right, man.
Man, congratulations to y'all win yesterday, man.
Oh, yeah. They know I wasn't lying to them now. They see that we there.
Big Eddie, I've been knowing you since I was a pup to a motherfucking nutsack. And I'm still watching y'all.
Yeah, man.
I just wish Unc was here right now to see what anything that's going on with y'all. You know, I wish Zoe was here with us right now to watch this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, boy, I like what everybody doing. And Cadillac, you need to stop it sometime, boy.
Hey, Cortez, check it out, baby. It's just what I do. I made them push the microphone, make them push them one, but I'm just letting them know, man, the walk just beginning, man. We serving.
Hey, no. You got to think about this. Right now, everybody's in the track right now, so the track is hot right now. So ain't nobody really going to be on here tonight. Last night would have been the best night for this shit.
Yeah, well, you know, man, we're going to talk it anyway, Court. You know how it goes.
Hey, well, I still love the way you talk shit anyway.
Hey, man, look here. I just bring him. I just want to bring him out the bushes, baby. That's all.
Cadillac, while you talking, I got a legend next to me right now. That's being mute.
Huh?
I got a legend right next to me being mute.
Is that right? Man, tell that legend, pick up that mic, get on the horn.
Man, I got my brother on here talking slick.
Yeah, what up, boy?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, you know, I'm going to tell it like your T.I. is, bro.
Tell it like the T.I. is.
That's it,
everybody,
man.
Everybody going down there. They got adapted to the 8 mile thing, and they getting it in.
That's wrong with it.
Yeah, it took everybody a minute to adapt to the 8 mile. They started coming up here, and you know you got to reset up your car for that. But at the same time, I enjoyed listening to you for the 5 minutes or so before I got on here.
Oh, man, look here, baby.
You know,
no, I'm going to make it come to the top.
Yes, sir.
I got to make it come to the top, man. Man, this old school legendary.
Big Ed, I'm glad to hear you in a real good mood, man, for your life.
Salute. That's right.
For your daily things that you go through, you in a good mindset and a good mood, and I love that, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm
you know,
fine.
I love that, yeah. And I see Leroy, hey, he stayed humble, man, even after the race, man.
Yeah, as well.
Come on, man, that's what we come with, man.
He stayed humble, man.
You get old, you get wiser, man. You stay humble, man. Humbleness go a long way, baby. It's like a fine wine, like vintage, baby. Come on.
It get better with time.
There you go.
Yeah, but it's good to see that everybody, you know, checking in with the people that they like and that they jam with that went down south and shit. And, you know, it's good to see people got money. You know, they can go down there and travel, have fun, and do a little driving. Mm-hmm. Man. It's a beautiful thing,
that's
man.
Right.
And even when you ain't with a person, when you go down there, we represent at Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Yeah,
there,
man.
You go.
Yeah, so,
how you coming together, K-Dog?
Yeah. I ain't never hating and I ain't never mad at nobody. I'm going to do my thing, continue to do it. And I'm waiting on some better weather, man, you know.
Okay. So you pretty much ready?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah, so me and Cortez, we just hooked up, and he said, let me call Eddie. And then me and Cadillac got on there, and my facial expression changed, man. You know, my jaw started spreading like, man, smile.
Stop it, boy. Stop. Hey, man, you know the light on the line. I bring joy and happiness, baby.
Yeah, you said
that's
saying,
what I'm talking
man.
About.
You know,
that's what we do, man. That's what we do, man.
That lingo, that old school lingo started coming out, man. I couldn't do nothing but laugh, man.
That's right. That's right.
I couldn't
that's
do
right.
nothing but smile, man. And that's a good thing, man. You know, when you talking Cadillac, it brings joy to my face. So I'm good, man.
Come on, man. That's what we supposed to do. That's how it used to be on Doty Road and in the hole back then. Come on. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Old Eddie, all the right words coming out of his mouth tonight. He's doing. Hey, I love that, bro.
That's up. Appreciate the kickoff.
Yes, sir, man. Yes, sir. I'm going to call y'all offline, but at the same time, I just got on here nice and quiet, and, hey, I'm showing my little support, listening in.
Hey, K-Dog.
Yo.
Hey, man, make sure you let that other dude, let him know, man, he need to get in the crunches. Tell him to come get
yeah.
on up there. Tell him to get on up there.
Oh, he going to do it. He going to do it right now. Right now, we just chilling, but he going to do it, you know. He gonna do it. Ain't nothing all changed right. with him, man.
All right.
I'm gonna let y'all go though.
All right, man.
All right, K-Dog. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you,
all right.
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Cortez,
we listening.
Good hearing you, boy.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Always, Cadillac. I'm gonna come back to you again.
Yes, sir.
All right.
That's we got a hand up there. 773-7469, who we got?
It's B-Money. Was that Cadillac I heard on the phone?
Hey, what's going on, big
the
baby?
The lack, baby, what's the lack is back. What's up, Cadillac? Nice.
What up, dude? What's happening?
Man, I'm trying to be like you, laid back and relaxed.
Man, ain't nothing wrong with this. Hey, stick your foot out the window one time and there you go.
Well, I was listening to y'all talking, man. I heard Cortez and I heard K-Dog, man. It's good to get some good content on some of these radio talk shows, man, instead of a whole bunch of cussing and fussing, man. I appreciate
yes,
you,
sir.
Big Eddie. And I appreciate them guys that went down there, because if I'd have been healthy enough to go, I'd have been down there too. My crew is down there, but I didn't make it. The good Lord found something else for me to do up here to get me healthy for the later days to come. So I appreciate everybody that's been going live and everybody that's been showing love to the folks that couldn't make it.
Yeah,
what's going on,
Daddy-O?
Say what?
What's going on, Daddy-O?
Oh, man, nothing much, man. I'm chilling, man. I'm over here healing. I'm over here
man.
Healing, baby, trying to get healthy so I can get to the track and enjoy some of this racing.
Well, you sound good, man, and it's good to hear from you, man. And,
yeah.
And we gonna be seeing each other when the weather get better. I hope you get better, man. We can hook up at the track,
oh,
man.
Yeah. Everything is working out. His kidney is getting better and better by the day. So I'm looking forward to it.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah for
okay,
you, brother.
Okay, man.
Tell the Lord, thank
you. Blessings go out to you, bro.
Thank you.
You at Eddie. Y'all need it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I just had to come on and speak on it now and let y'all know, man, I miss the days of racing. The days of signifying should be long gone, but the days of racing, good racing, is the thing. And I'm looking forward to it coming back.
Yes, sir.
Hey, while you talking, signifying is a part of racing, so guess what? You gonna get back to it soon, man.
Well, let me tell you something.
Hey, stay prayed up, and anything else gonna happen in the race.
Well, let me tell you something. Signifying ain't part of racing. We talk about cars. We talk about the driver. We don't talk about the mamas and the kids and the parents.
No, we don't talk about family.
No, wait. Hold on. Signifying go any type of way. We can talk garbage about each other, about the cars and everything else. It ain't got to be about the other stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's becoming more about the other stuff and less about the racing. That's what I'm saying.
You control the tone.
I understand what you were saying.
Control the tone. So that way, guess what? If it's going the other way, you can tell the person, hey, I ain't on that. And let's get back to the subject. Or if not, it's
they
over with.
They don't care. When you tell them you ain't on that, that's when they go hard.
The young people don't care, but I'm saying the older people.
I'm talking about the old folks. I ain't talking about the legends. I'm talking about the ones that can't let it go. The young folks don't do it.
Only
thing I can do is say for me, speaking for money, when it go left, I remove myself from the situation.
And it's always been like
because a lot of folks don't know how to do that. And I was one of them ones that didn't know how to do it. But I got a second chance on life, and I know how to walk away. It's something that was told to me by a friend of mine. He say, blessed people don't argue with miserable people. So that's my
hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
You preach to the choir right now because, for simple fact, y'all know what I came over here and talked about once before when I said the situation that happened with my old lady. I don't know who all know about what happened to me about like 9 years ago when I was at drag event at the when I did that dad because my intestines ruptured on me. So God is going to be good regardless.
Yeah.
It's up to y'all whether y'all going to follow the path or y'all going to follow another path.
Okay.
That's how that goes.
That's right.
Not like you always been on the right path. Eddie, I know he always been on the right path. I've been knowing Eddie for so long, it's pathetic.
Yep.
So it's up to y'all whether y'all going to do this or do that.
Yeah.
You got to be in it to fight a good fight, man. Good being in, to be in it to be in a good fight. You got to let the bad roll over. Roll on. You don't hold it
in. Yes, sir.
You don't grab a hold to it. You just let it go.
Yeah.
Because if you hold it in, that's what's been most of our problems. We have health issues now because we're holding all that dumb stuff on in.
Let me explain to you. Circumstances can happen at any time.
Yes, sir.
Because I was at drag race and I got sick. I came home and I went to the hospital. I almost died because my intestines ruptured on me. God is good because I'm still here. And then just a year ago, my old lady went to a diabetic coma back in June of last year.
Mm.
While she was in a coma, she had a stroke.
Oh,
and she's at home with me right now. So God is good, you know what I'm saying? That's why
God,
I had to
God
step
always
back.
Good. Yes, sir.
Man, look, and look. God is good. Prayer is always needed. But it ain't everybody.
Yes, sir.
That's why you got to be around positive people. And look, positive people bring positive attitudes and everything else around you. Negativity
there you go.
Brings you down.
That's 100. That's 100.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And Eddie, as long as I've been knowing you, I can't never say, I can't even think of nothing bad to say about you. I want to, but I can't. Just a crack a joke on you, I can't even say nothing bad about you, Eddie.
Yeah,
I'm going to go back. I'm going to give you some history right now. 150 and 60 highway.
Hey, only thing I can say about Eddie, and I'm going to hold it to the ground, he a bad man. Mudbone ain't playing with him.
Hey, you see, I just gave him an address, and he couldn't even say nothing about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Say that address again, man.
Yes, sir.
Say that again.
I said 150th and Dixie Highway.
Oh, yeah.
You remember them? You remember them days up over there?
At the shop.
Yeah. Hey, how bad was he racing right there on the street right there on Dixie Highway?
Man, like crazy.
All day, every day.
Man.
I mean, all.
That's when the crew was together.
All night. Huh?
That's when the crew was together.
And look.
Yeah, Mike.
Hey. But you know the crew. It was Fonzo.
Mm-hmm.
It was Lil Mike.
Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Junkyard Jimmy. It was Lil Jimmy.
Yeah. That's
Mello,
right.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
And if we weren't there, he's on Center Street.
Oh yeah.
Center Street used to be nice, man.
Man, and look, that was back when we had Nick Gray's up over there. Those were the days, Eddie. I remember all that stuff.
I seen Starchild race over there on Center Street.
Hey, I'm gonna give you some stodgy stuff, Eddie. You remember the night we were supposed to race Cat Ass Eric when he had that spot
yep.
when he had that blue 66 blue?
Mm-hmm.
What holiday was that? Was it New Year's or was it Christmas? Let me see if you remember.
Me and Lil Larry used to race Cap and Lindsay and them over there.
Hey,
I remember racing Skin on Christmas Eve. I believe it had to probably be around New Year's when we raced Eric.
That's exactly when it was. It was New Year's Eve was up over there when it started snowing on us. When Eric wouldn't move. Yeah. You remember that? Hey, that blue 66 boot. You remember that?
Yeah.
What year was that? Do you remember? What year was that?
I can't remember. You had to be somewhere in the mid-80s, probably.
89.
Okay.
I remember exactly what year it was that. That's when I came home.
Okay.
We was over there on Center Street.
The crew back then, boy.
But the crew was a crew.
Mm-hmm.
How about over there in South Holland, man, over there in the back hole on the gravel back there? Johnny had a shop. Fonzo had a shop.
He's talking about on Industrial.
Industrial, yeah.
Yeah, I remember all that.
Yeah, Jimmy fell over there.
Yep.
I ain't talking about Industrial. I'm talking about where Johnny Wildboy had
it. He's talking back over there with he's talking about right there where Phoenix and South Holland meet up at.
South Suburban College.
No, it's right where Phoenix and South Holland meet up at.
Mm-hmm.
On Wright Avenue.
Yeah, he was on the other side of the track.
In the commercial.
That was the commercial side up over there. Remember, that's where Houdini was up over there.
Mm-hmm.
With the rose-colored Camaro.
You talking about Pinky?
Yeah.
You talking about the Pink Camaro? Yes.
I saw. Anybody got any news on what's happening at the track today? What the heck?
I ain't looked at them.
I seen Cal City with Boss Brian last night. How many races did Devon lose last night? I missed them. I think you lost two.
Who lost? He lost last night. I don't know about today.
That's what I'm saying. Last night. I ain't heard nothing today, but I saw Cal City go down.
Yeah, Cal City, he won against Boss Bias. I know Vaughn is locked in and run 3 love tomorrow.
All right. Well, they said Lil Will supposed to run some people, right?
Huh?
Lil Will, he's supposed to be down there today. I think he's supposed to break Barnum.
You know, I don't know because I'm not on the morning show, so I don't know what's going on with that. I need to get back on the morning show so I can find out that type of stuff.
Mhm. I'm surprised the morning show people aren't on it.
Everybody looking at the truck right now, so that's why.
Mhm.
You know, it's only us scavengers right now that ain't at the track. That's why we able to talk right now.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, I promise you this. It's good to listen to y'all and talk to y'all because, you know what I'm saying, without y'all, it would be no us.
Yes, sir. That's the point.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, I would listen to the older guys and get knowledge. Don't listen to the young motherfuckers and don't get nothing. Get some dumb shit.
Yes, sir.
Mother's always going to be a big brother, father figure to me. Just always remember that.
Oh, yeah.
And you got something in your possession. Hey, Mudbone, you got something that you had in your possession, boy, that I know was a legend. And you know what I'm talking about.
I've seen it.
Let me see if you know what I'm talking about, Mudbone. What am I talking about?
You know that vet.
You already know that vet. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, why you wake that up, man?
Hold on. We're just here talking. Guess what? I just don't put the mold in that car, the new mold in that car. So, yes, I'm in my place right now.
Yeah.
Okay, bro.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that vet was something else, boy. That ain't no punk, boy.
No. We changed up the shit. Okay, bro. No, I'm talking about Fonzo's old vet.
Okay.
You remember we just put them on in that motherfucker?
Yeah.
And you know, while I was working on you, I was in my feeling at one point. I'm like, man, I'm glad it's still around. Because I know it's in good. It's in good. It's with good people because I remember we had that car putting together running this against a lot of motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I got
to join my family. And I
hey,
had
hey,
met
look,
a new
hey,
family.
Hey, Eddie, I found out you had that.
Huh?
Let's go. Questions asked, Eddie. When they said they wanted to work on that car, I said, let's go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's old Fonzo, man. I got a real good guy in my corner still. And that's Leroy.
Hey, you got look, even though you got your name Mudbone, you got a hell of a backbone with you. I'm gonna leave it at that. Because at the same time, I've been knowing Leroy since 80. What was it? 86, 87? No, 88.
Okay.
When I was going to school out west. That's when I first fucking met him.
Okay.
I was going to school right there on motherfucking Pulaski and Fraser. I mean, Pulaski and Roosevelt. Fraser, that's the name of the school. That's when I first got introduced to him. And from there, I knew he was a good digger because he's been humble ever since then.
Mm-hmm.
You don't find so many people that's humble.
That's right. There's a man more good,
right?
And him, you know how most people be doing everything they gonna do? He'll try to help any and everybody if he can.
Yep,
well, just like I know you would, Bo.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just waiting for you to get your health right. I'm just waiting on you to get your health right so you can be out there better.
Yes, sir. Damn true. I wish I supposed to be out in Alabama. You know, didn't know
I
was
the last time last time I saw you, we was at Byron together when you was sitting up taking pictures of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last time I saw you. But the fact of the matter is, as long as I saw you, I know you're still here with me, so you blessed.
Yes, sir.
And I'm here talking to you now. Hey, boy. Hey, you one of God's angels, boy. You just don't even know it yet. I know you don't keep going to you on that level, but I can if you want me to.
Nah, I don't do it. But we're going to do some things this year. Going to really put a mark in it.
And I'm ready for y'all to do whatever y'all want to do. If you need me, I'm there for you, Bo.
I appreciate that.
Hey, Bo. You are one of the inspirations to my coming up as a shorty. So I'm going to pay my homage to y'all regardless. If you ever need me, I'm always going to be there for you.
All right, bro.
And everybody heard what I'm saying, so guess what? Hold me accountable for that. Cadillac, where you at? Cadillac.
I'm right here.
Quiet,
yes, sir. I'm letting you get your shine in, boy. That's what I'll do your thing.
No, I ain't getting, hey, look, I ain't never trying to shine, but guess what I will just
do? No. No, well, see what I call a shine. See what I'm saying? When I call a shine, I call a man, you letting the history be known, bro, so that's a shine to me.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to speak on you now.
Oh, man, there you go. I'm just glad to be in Atlanta. Keep going. I ain't gonna stop.
I guess we all in Atlanta living. But guess what? I remember when you first started coming around, and you had the shop over there in South Hollis. Remember, I was coming around there and told you if you ever need me, I was there for you.
Yeah, you told me that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm always gonna lend a hand to any and everybody.
Yes, sir. You always been a good dude, man.
I'm gonna give my blessing one way or another.
There you go. Ain't looking, hey. Hey, however it come, that's how it come. Cause that's your heart. See, when you let your heart come through, it's a whole different story. A lot of people don't understand that.
This car game is in the blood.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And guess what? As long as you got Jesus in your blood, guess what? He blesses you regardless of how you come about it.
There you go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I didn't watch a lot of people come to Shine of Fame, and I watched them fall down because of accidents.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get Mudbone a quiz right now. See if he remember. Mudbone, do you remember who my right hand man was back then?
Your right hand man.
Let me correct myself. I'm sorry. I was his right-hand man. You can't remember.
I'm going to say a name.
I think you and Cadillac can remember him.
Nuke. All right.
Who?
Nuke.
Silky.
Yeah.
Silky Slim.
No, one of Silky Slim is just Nuke.
What kind of car do you
have? Yeah, we had a 69 Camaro. We had a 66 Boom. I'm gonna say a name that's gonna throw y'all off, but you might remember. You remember Floyd from Robbins?
Yeah.
We had got his Riga from him. You know who Snook is, Buffon?
Yeah, I know who Snook is.
Remember, I was his right hand man.
That's
right. That's when he went out there.
Okay.
Okay.
Y'all know he passed away recently, right?
Who passed away?
Snooky.
Get out of here.
He came home from the joint.
Right.
He was in a bad motorcycle accident.
I ain't know that.
Hey, I heard about when he came home. Hey, look, that let you know I gave you some strategy stuff, right?
That's up.
I was there with him when he went in. I just was able to be there with him when he came home.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I like right now? I like talking to the older crowd, like y'all right now, because it ain't no rah-rah.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no argument. We having a good time right now. And it's kind of it's kind of funny when a young buck can bring some side stuff to y'all and get y'all on y'all's toes.
Yeah. Get a point. Stay right on.
Hey, I love all y'all.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Same here.
Big Eddie, you is like a big brother to me. All y'all like big brothers to me.
Oh, yeah.
That was real that we formed when we was out there.
Let me ask Big Al.
It wasn't everybody with somebody.
Hey, let's get one thing understood. I don't give a fuck if they say about, like I'm West Side Crazy. But if anybody call me, Eddie call me, if Cadillac call me, I'm coming to help y'all recover. That's just a respect level that I have for my elders. Because without y'all, I wouldn't have none of the knowledge that I have right now.
Man, we used to have fun looking at you and little Jimmy running around doing shit.
So you remember that?
I used to be right there. That's up.
Hey, so that means you remember when we had the duck down to over there, Mark?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Man.
And when we had the duck down there, it's fucking Amazon now.
Yeah.
But guess what? I was always talking about y'all. Don't forget where you came from.
That's right.
And guess what? My kids respect that now because I put that in them too.
Yeah, if you don't know where you came from, how you gonna know where you go?
Man, guess what? You can't be the blind leading the blind. Like I told my kids. Are you going to be a leader or are you going to be a follower? You want to follow a motherfucker? Where is he leading you to?
See right there what you just said. What you just said, you said a mouthful and didn't know. You got to teach him to be a leader. That's old school. Because that's what our fathers did. They taught us to be a leader.
Now, are you listening? Are you listening? Hey, y'all that's still in me?
Yes, sir.
I'm passing on knowledge to all my kids.
That's it.
And if y'all know me, who who I got with me every time y'all see me at the track.
Got your son with you.
My daughter.
Your daughter?
My little 9-year-old daughter is with me every time I go to the track. Am I right or wrong, my bone?
Yeah.
I have custody of my daughter. I try to make sure I show her, if you're going to be with somebody, make sure that they're a leader and a provider.
Yeah.
If they can't do for you what daddy do for you, you don't need
them. You don't need
them. All my daughters know that.
I better get back to my board. Somebody might have hit the one button. I'm looking at the video live.
Somebody going live right now?
Yeah, somebody live.
Don't hit the board. See who it is, man. I don't want you getting in no trouble.
I got to go back to the board. Yeah, I'm just looking. I'm just trying to see if anybody trying to race him, man. I say Forever Grudge is also live. Let me go to here. Oh, just somebody lined up for the race. It might be a shootout.
Yeah, shootout going on right now.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to say this before I got to call my daughter in a second. I just want to give all you gentlemen that showed me the way, taught me the way, and made sure that I made the way. I want to give all y'all flowers and y'all hearts.
Appreciate it.
I love all y'all for that because, think about it, y'all could have been showing me something stupid and dumb.
We want to commend you for just listening and applying it to your life.
Hey, guess what? Hey, guess what? Hey, you see, I paid good attention.
Yeah,
like I listen all the good and sweet and sick stuff you always said to people. I paid attention to all that stuff.
Oh yeah. I always try to have a positive note, man, to pass on.
Hey, look, if it wasn't positive, I wouldn't pay attention to it.
There you go.
Big Eddie, I'm going to tell y'all about Big Eddie. Big Eddie is soft-spoken, just like Fleet. That's why they like two peas in a pod. I met Leroy out west. I met Big Eddie out south. That was the best thing could happen to me down there, I think.
Big Eddie, what it do?
I'm going down.
The boy Philly Shaw.
Oh, real?
Philly Shaw.
What's going on, man?
Just falling back.
You hear anything out of Alabama we should know about?
Nah, I ain't really been paying attention today. I've been busy working.
Yeah. I've been seeing the shootouts. I only saw one grudge race. I know it's been more than that. There's supposed to have been quite a few of them lined up for the day.
Yes, it is.
Who else has been locked in the race today? Who's been grudge race?
I don't know. Lil Will from the grudge racing today. I know I think Bonds had some good races today. We know Kyle City Kyle won his already.
I know Bonds locked in to run 3 loves tomorrow, but I ain't know about today.
I thought he was supposed to run low wheel today.
I don't know.
I can't remember all of them like him, but they had so many, it had to be both days. That's up. Let me play my theme song right now.
Yeah. Hey.
Can I bump it up a little bit more, please?
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit more. Yeah.
I'm on the
yeah.
I'm on the money.
I'm on a new level. 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 Brought me a new shovel. Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new vessel. All my niggas put them up. I'm on a new level. 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 New shovel. Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new belt. All my niggas put a work. Used to be sleeping on itchy beds. Bad bugs in the motel. Name a bitch Jimmy Head. 20 bitches in the hotel. On a Roman noodle diet. Tour life wasn't so well. All my niggas starting right. Marsh pitting on your toenails. Uncle T doing so well. First class from a hotel. T-Birds at 15. In a bed, getting no mail. My daddy died and my cousin too. They ain't let him out of no cell. Provide jobs for my whole block. I cannot slow down. Nigga, I won't stop now. Motherfucker, this is my town. Take the block, make it hot now. 143rd with the drop down. Icy chain with the watch now. Third piece full of rocks now. Niggas squint when they watch now. Leveling up to the top now. I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on it, I'm on it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on a new level.
Brought me a new chef.
I'm on a new level.
Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new vest.
I'm on a new level.
All my niggas put it
on. My niggas put it.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on a new level.
I'm on a new.
That's right, I'm on a new level, bro.
Everybody that's watching in Washington, let's hope and make this happen. And now, for all the blessings that everybody watching, with the 81st pick,
Big Eddie, maybe you can put Gigantor on a new level. He can get some heart. Try to give me that race. I'm scared to death because he died in the first bullet, really, man. He's scared to death.
Come on, Philly.
Yeah, he's scared to death. I asked him, can I get the race? He dies the first bullet. Yeah, as soon as I asked him, can he get the race? No, you going test now, so no, ain't no race. Scary ass.
How you like that? How you like that statement we made last night?
I love it. Love it.
That's right. We didn't just step in the door. We knocked the door down.
Well, that's how you're supposed to. If you're going to go in the door, kick it open. And we need to swing it slowly. Kick it open.
What's up?
Oh, let me check this call. I'll be back in a minute. Let me check this call.
Hey, Philly. Here you go, son. Mm-hmm. going right quick. Hey, Cortez. You there? Everybody in drop. So me and Cadillac. Hey, Cadillac, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
How about, have you ever seen so many niggas after we made that pass? Have you ever seen that many niggas running to scramble to get out of their decks that they were so sure about?
Yeah. That's how they like roaches. They be out there, they cut the light on, and they run. They were having other people call people for them, trying to get in touch with the people, cat all, man. It was funny, man.
Hey, man, you know how this go back in there. That juice, baby.
I mean, they came on strong too, man.
Whole nother story.
That's
what I'm talking about. Man, hey, hey, hey. Say, that's okay. It, that's all. And they gonna flood the line later. They trying to get themselves together.
God, they ain't gonna flood no line later, God. They ain't gonna stay on that long.
Oh, okay.
What's happening, man? I can get on off and watch the video myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes,
sir. I know somebody has something to talk about. I heard number chat all day today. Now the night come and everybody hush up.
Well, let them sing that song, and it goes something like this. Did you hear that new tune, Eddie? Did you hear that new tune?
Yeah, I heard it.
That's it.
That's a cut.
That's a cut. Say, man, ain't nobody overstepping nobody. Is that? There you go.
I got to take my hat off to Ryan, though. After he saw Mudbone run down at 300 miles an hour, he still got up there. Our next assignment is the man who just got a good victory tonight. Take out Cal City Cal. A tape break.
Hey, you had to take your hat off to Cal City Cal, the duck. He ain't no duck no more. He got his car tonight. Knocked off one of the greats. No.
He ain't knock off nobody but Tony Brown.
I know, but Tony Brown is a legend because, you know, if you knock Tony Brown off, you somebody.
Yeah, but he ain't consistent no more, man.
Hey, can I have my, you know, can I have my theme song? I'm just messing. That's all. Hey, they say you did something down south to them boys because he was one of them boys. He couldn't be beat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, City got up there and warmed him up. Got his leg back. That's all about having fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm putting out there. Fun energy.
I'm kind of like Boss, man, anyway, because he'll come down here by himself. This race will be.
Yep, here come, man. First time I met Tony, he bought four cars down to business race.
Mm-hmm. You
remember that? Man, and raced every one of them. He raced, who was that? He raced, what's his name? Had that Mustang. He used to put music in cars. What was that boy? And they had a Thunderbird. I can't think of his name. He was one of them strugglers. Stragglers. What they used to call themselves?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know them strugglers. Them strugglers. Those strugglers used to be. They used to be something else. Boy.
You talking about them brothers, right?
They could have been. They had the Mustang, the Hawk.
Yeah.
What was their name?
Terrell.
Terrell, that's it, Terrell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He raced the Tony Bynes. And Tony Bynes won. It was a discrepancy, but you know how that went. You know, I'm going to leave that alone. You know, he got cheated. He got robbed.
Oh, man.
The boy got robbed because they both crossed. One crossed before the other. And they said that the one who crossed the last was the loser. But it really was crossed first. Supposed to have been the loser, but then they crossed, so they switched it around. It was a big thing about that, man. So Hawk didn't win. Hawk didn't win. Tony Bynes won.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder how they really go now. I ain't never thought about that one.
Yeah. That's what they said. They had it on tape, and the cars got a little wild, but they say that the Hawk went to the left first because the Hawk was in the right lane, and then he straightened it up. He didn't go real across there. He just touched on the line and straightened it back up, but then Boss hit the line after. So then they say that what's the name was? Something like that. I don't know. It was just some controversy, man. That was a long time ago. They say that's what they say. But it's still drag racing. They say that's it. That's all.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fun, man.
Yeah. Hey, I think they had it. Was it on video? It was at Beers' race. I know that. It was at Beers' race. You had to get your reel on the phone and get the details.
You would have thought that should have been disqualified, and they had to run it over.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but they didn't do it like that.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Greg, where you at, Greg?
I think Greg might have been. No, I don't think Greg was there. You know, Greg, he going to stay out the way because I'm on the line. You know. Greg don't want no trouble.
You got him scared.
Yeah, I got him scared.
understand that.
Do that sometime, Big Ed. Hear me?
Yeah, I want a Big Tim out of that, man.
Yeah, Tim out, man.
Talking about, he doing good. He's talking about today about the race, and boy, they didn't want Tim talking about it, man.
Well, you know how that'd be, Eddie, dog.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't bringing on the rap, bringing on the rap. Say, that's it, that's all.
Yeah, well, Cadillac, man, we might as well go and let it go.
All right, then, Eddie. Man, good hearing your voice, man. Hearing you getting stronger, man.
And I appreciate you coming on and giving me some backup, man. I appreciate
that. Man, got to, man. We go way back, like both flats on the cat.
Yeah, I mean, couldn't get nobody to come here and talk about what they been saying. Happening down south or nothing.
Well, you know, they don't hold it against them. They come in. They gonna flood the show, baby. That's it, that's all.
Yeah, man.
This day, it's been a stone gap.
Big Eddie, why you got that phone?
He don't want to come on here.
Hey, Ed, you know what? You got to understand, man. When you got these young punks, they come on the line with this gibberish. You got to put them in their place. Now, you see how he come on the phone instead of coming on the other, like somebody. I don't understand that boy.
Oh, man, what happened to that boy?
Hey, only thing I got to say, I better not catch him at a local track.
You won't catch me in no local track unless it's a ways away.
drag. What's happening, baby?
Man, I'm still here, Cadillac.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Still here,
bro. I know you been having them nightmares. I just want to be on the show to let you know you can come on back. I'm gonna let that ride.
Okay. I've been on here since Eddie started the show today. I heard Cortez and everybody, you talking, but I've been going back and forth watching the races.
Oh, okay.
That's why I ain't really said nothing too much. I'm waiting on Tate Race to come up in about 15 minutes. Tate Race at 10.
Who Tate supposed to race?
Bigfoot.
It's some dude out of Florida. Bigfoot. Yeah, Bigfoot.
Hey, Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
But hey, Daniel,
what kind of car he got?
Before Tate.
Yeah, both of them is racing them. Both of them is locked in the race unless something changed with the lockup. I don't know.
Yep, but Daniel was supposed to race before Tate.
Okay, well, I don't know. You know, I haven't seen it. I've been back and forth, but I've been on the show since about you opened the show at about 8:15.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he was on. It's good to hear you, Drag. Happy New Year. Happy birthday. Happy Easter. All that good
likewise,
stuff.
Likewise, likewise, my brother.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Eddie. My bone is my hero.
Yeah, it did
just,
the thing,
I
man.
I just want to ask Ryan, did he bend the knee? Yeah, boy.
Well,
he called us old. He said West Side ain't got nothing. All that type of stuff. That old West Side nigga did something fierce to him.
Yes, sir.
I tell you like this, Drag. I tell you, if he didn't bend his knee, it's enough of them that was behind them broke there. I mean, I ain't never seen that many people, man, running around calling bets off, man.
Man,
they
call mine off, too. They call mine off, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I didn't hear mine ring. I hadn't looked at no text. After the race was over and I came down off of celebrating, I said, let me call these guys so I can get my money. First thing I seen was missed call, Chuck. I said, oh, no, not missed call, Chuck. And then I saw a text from Double D talk about, bets off. The car broke. Car wasn't broke. How you going to use that for the bets off when the car wasn't broke? You know?
Yep.
So I told both of them, I said, man, y'all know I had the money down there for y'all. So y'all come on honor that bet.
Yeah.
I called you and answer the phone, dog. I said, hey, if I ain't answer the phone, then we ain't have no agreement to cancel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They say they're going to pay me, so I'm good with that. Rob got over like a fat rat.
He did?
Mm-hmm. They were pulling stuff like, hey, man, Tate trying to call you. He said he want to up his bet some more. You got Tate on the line with a kill, and Tate said, bet off. They was calling people left and right, man. A record-breaking call-off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Yeah, well,
that's what happened when you talk all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Can't back it up.
Hey, Dre.
Yo.
I just want to say something, man. I just want to know why you be ducking me, man. Why you be ducking me, Greg?
Hey, man. I got to duck somebody that got dog to get out their car and lock the keys in.
That's right. I know. I know you don't want that trouble. I know. I just had to say that to you.
Hey, what you got? What you got running right now, Kelly?
My Camaro, my Dodge. Which poison you want?
Which Dodge?
I got my Arsenal. My swinger. I mean, it's not a swing. It's a Valiant.
That one you've been having for a little while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what you gonna do with that thing Sunday? I'm gonna send my 57 to the track and have him beat the hell out of you.
You ain't gonna have him do nothing to me. What kind of spot you gonna give me? I need a senior
citizen. I got a 57 Chevy wagon, man.
I wouldn't care if you had a 32 the so-so. I said, what you going to make right
now? Why should I be spotting a car with a station wagon?
Because I'm a senior citizen. That's why.
You ain't no more senior citizen than me.
Yeah. said I'm a senior citizen.
I am too.
That is all. You ain't no senior yet, young whippersnapper.
What you got to be a senior citizen?
Huh?
What you got to be to be a senior citizen?
Senior citizen on my page is 45. I'm 45.
Well,
hey, Eddie, did you hear what I told
you? I'm way on past 45.
Yeah, I said for me, I'm a senior citizen. I didn't say you. Hey, you know you bet, what's the name that? We was at 131, and you bet that boy that $100 that I bet you I could beat you to the end of the track. He said, bet. He thought you was going to walk, and you hit the gas on him on the golf cart. He couldn't even take off. He's like, no. Nah. He thought Greg was going to race him on foot. I was like, boy. I don't know what Greg had in that golf cart, but it left that starting line. That's all I can tell you. Drag didn't even have to finish the race. He turned around. What happened to you? You said you was going to beat me. He said, no, you got to be on feet. No, you didn't say that. You didn't say that. What did he say? You have to pay attention. Listen. Listen to what I said. I said I beat you to the other end of the track. Am I right, Drag?
I think I remember.
Yep. You say you, I will beat you to the end. I didn't say how I would beat you. I just said I beat you. So just because I assume we're going to be on feet, who fault is that? Hello? That's all.
Right.
I rest my case.
Yep.
Yeah, buddy.
What's up?
Yeah, I got a 57 wagon. I tried it on Dodge.
Nah, you ain't gonna try my Dodge, but you gotta give me some.
I got small blocks in my car.
I wouldn't care if you had three big blocks. What I say?
Yes,
I'm a new school.
All right.
You don't do nothing.
You don't I ain't gonna do nothing. I'm just what they call it, spring breaking son. That's all.
Hey, the big got to be made up. I was asking. I couldn't see with the cover on top. They ain't even changed my limit.
Oh, hell.
You ain't did nothing.
You left it all dirty.
Ain't that some?
Huh?
Ain't that some?
Thanks, Marjorie.
Oh, shit, I accidentally hit the wrong button.
Huh?
I accidentally hit the wrong button.
Yeah, you had me muted, Big Ed. You had me muted.
I meant to mute myself and hit you.
Hey, you had me muted and Cadillac was able to talk.
Oh, man. All right, well, you straight now. I'm going to mute my mic for a minute.
All right. Hey, Cadillac. Okay, I like done gone.
He's still on. He's still in line now.
Well, Big Eddie, I'm gonna get
like,
ready
where
to get back on. I'm gonna get ready to
all
get
right
back on Forever Clutch.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too. Bro, I'll see you over there. All right, everybody.
Okay, man,
nice
I'll holler at y'all. Good talking to both of y'all.
All right. Those who supported, I appreciate it. And we're going to get up out of here. Yeah.